welcome to According to Star.
Hi, Star.
Ray, you better not have been cheating just now.
I didn't see it. I promise.
Don't lie to me.
I promise.
I don't believe you.
I didn't see it.
Okay.
I really didn't see it.
I was trying to see it.
Hell yeah. I definitely tried, but I didn't see it.
All right. Here we go. All right. Stop what you're doing. Cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to.
Oh, I know this.
I look funny, but yo, I'm making money. See? So your world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town. And my sound's laid down by the underground.
I know this.
I drink up all the Hennessy.
Oh.
You got on the shelf. So just let me introduce myself. That's all I can say, because if I say the next line, you're going to know.
My name is H to the O.
What the fuck?
Okay, wait, hold on. Give me the first one again.
The first what? Maybe I should do it different. All right. Stop what you're doing. Because I'm about to ruin the image and the style
that you're used to.
I look funny. But yo, I'm making money. See? So your world, I hope you're ready
for
me.
This is an old school song. And you're wrong for this.
Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town. And my sounds laid down by the underground.
Yes, this is old school.
I drank up all the Hennessy you got on the shelf. So just let me reintroduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty.
I knew it. See, now I know it was an old school song.
But that's a song everybody knows, no matter what age you are. You should know that song.
But I don't.
You've never heard the Humpty Dance.
The Humpty Dance.
It's your chance to do the hump.
Oh, see.
Do it, baby. Do the Humpty Dump.
Yeah, I know you it, know it. I don't.
Not how I was singing it.
You didn't know. But I knew it was an old school song because he said, I'm the fool.
The new fool in town. Nobody calls themselves fools anymore.
I'm the new fool in town.
Like old jive turkey.
This is an old song.
Oh my god,
you said this is easy and I was gonna know that.
Well, I thought you would know. I would know it if somebody was doing that to me.
No.
I was born in 87. I don't know. Right. Maybe that's why. But you tried. Next time. It's always next time.
Okay, next time.
Okay, so what's going on? What you doing? How's your last week been?
My last week been pretty good, you know. Just chilling, doing the same old stupid shit, going to work every day.
The stupid shit, the ghetto shit that we have to do.
The ghetto shit that we got to do. Just stroking and striving.
You still stroking and striving
still
this week?
Stroking and striving.
Okay, child.
Stroking and striving, child. Okay. But nothing freaking new.
Well, we got to change that, buddy.
We do.
We need to come with some new exciting shit every week, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I did this and I did that.
But this week, I mean, I did a photo shoot Saturday.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Okay,
talk
guys,
about it.
I did a photo shoot Saturday.
How'd it go?
It went pretty good, you know? We just did makeup.
We just did makeup.
Shot. Oh, we actually got on the light reel.
I saw.
Yeah, we took the light reel
so
all
cool.
the way down. Yeah, it's pretty. Well, I'm pretty used to the light reel. And I just sat my ass down because my feet was hurting. Everybody else like, you just calm. You just so cool. I'm just like,
what you supposed to do on a light rail?
Well, I'm like, I did my job. I did the makeup. It's y'all job to get the image now, child. I'm about to sit my ass down.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know.
You're so calm.
I'm here for touch-ups.
Okay.
That's it.
Don't move too fast,
don't
child.
Don't move too fast.
Don't.
Slow down. It's a
little don't lean your head
there.
On your shoulder, child. Just go on. Right. But yeah.
But that's it.
That
what about
sounds
you?
Cool. You know, I had the Vision Board, 2020 Vision
true.
Board party on Sunday. That was amazing. Good turnout. It was really, really cool. I liked it. It was enjoyable. It was nice and chill because, you know, I normally do like informative things. So it was just like a nice little break. I did a, like a little short little speech in the beginning about the vision boards and then that, and just left them to eat and mingle and cut their little magazine shits out and
get vision
have a good old time. Get your vision out there. Focus on something, you know?
That's good. And
that was
That was good.
Pretty cool.
That is cool. I always want to do a vision board.
I got 50,000 magazines, child. We can still do them. And a bunch of the little
My
sheets.
Vision board is just going to be a vision of a new body.
Whatever you want, child. Just make sure you focus on it and you manifest
Miami
it.
Is gonna be on
and
my
you affirm it. Whatever it is you want, affirm it.
Dr. Miami is going to be on my vision board.
And make sure it's what you actually want and that it's going to benefit you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's some, I don't know if it's gonna benefit.
Then you don't need it on the vision board. That's it. But, that's it. That's all.
But it's gonna be. It'll be cute.
Make sure it's something you need, not something that you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of stuff is just want.
That's not the right vision board. You should have been there on Sunday, bitch.
I should have been there.
You should have fucking been there.
Should have.
All right. Well, we ain't got shit else to talk about. Then let's hop into the.
The tea is exceptionally good today. Who made this? Very delicious.
All right. So first things first. So when we were on our little breaky break, Ray was asking about toilet seats in public restrooms and how we noticed like it's a U shape and then your toilets at home or in a hotel room are the full oval, you know? So I was like, oh, I wonder why that is. So I Googled it. And it stated,
"What you find, girl? What you find?"
It stated the original purpose of the U-shaped seat, according to this person who was a senior director of code development at IAPMO, which is the International Association of Plumbing and Mechanical Officials.
Girl, they know they be making
said,
up titles.
Right? Said it was to aid women. How, you ask? So they said that the open seat was designed to allow women to wipe the perineal area after using the water closet without contacting a seat that might be unhygienic. But guess what? Black women squat anyway. So we have no reason for the toilet paper to, I guess for the toilet, if you're trying to wipe yourself in the front, but that's wiping back to front.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say. Huh. It needs to be open in the back so you can wipe front
to white women,
back.
Do white women wipe? They probably do. They don't
probably
wash
do.
Their
they
legs.
They don't wash their chicken. They don't wash their legs. They don't do a lot of stuff.
I don't think
and
they wash
their
backs.
And they don't squat. They sit on bare toilet seats.
Huh. So this was for, made for white because if okay, yeah. So if the theory is correct in having the opening in the front, I'm trying to do the motion right now. Like if I'm sitting on the toilet, so excuse me. So like if I'm coming, I come from the back. I come from the back and go back. Reach up to the front and go back. So if the bitch is coming from the front, she's wiping back to front.
Or maybe, because you know.
Or she's only patting the puss.
Exactly, because I was just about
to say.
But
what if you take a poo? You got to get to the back.
But I was just about to say, you know when girls, when y'all piss, that shit go everywhere. Be all on the side of your thighs and your asshole.
Everything. Not on the side of my thighs.
Well, it just go everywhere. Y'all have no control over y'all piss. When y'all piss come out, it be.
Spraying all over, huh?
And your ass and every fucking thing. Maybe they just, like I said, like you said, they just wipe the coochie and don't do nothing else. Maybe they feel, like, I mean, they don't wash their legs. They feel like the water already run down on their legs, so they need to wash it. So maybe they feel like the water drip off their ass, so they don't need to wipe it. I don't fucking
know. That's disgusting.
Disgusting.
I'm concerned. Huh. Well, good to know, but weird.
Good to know. So I'm going to ask my white friend at work. And I'm going to ask her, does she wipe front to back or back to front?
Oh, Lord.
And why she be like, front to back? You don't do that? No.
No, she's going to say back to front, you mean?
Yes, back to front. Yes.
That's why the bitch got shingles and shangles and scabies and all types of shit. Mononucleosis.
You're just fucking mad I gave you mono.
Like, bitch, what is wrong with white people? I swear.
You're just fucking mad I gave you mono, mom.
And that's a real story, guys. It's not him just playing around.
That's
though.
A real story.
His fucking coworker gave her mom mono.
And her mom was pissed, and she like, you're just mad because I gave you mono.
Like it's that's cute. Like
a, ooh, ah,
that's
ooh,
something I'm gonna have for the rest of my
girl.
Fucking life.
Right. I didn't even think nasty it could still bitch. Give away. And the fact that she sits up here, even what was it? Yes, no, it was yesterday. She bought something from Starbucks, some little cookies, and she like, you want one? And she just handed it to me with her hand. I'm like, can't, if you're gonna offer me something, let me pick it myself. Don't just say you want one and you got your hand out, girl. You got mono. You got fucking shingles. You got
like I've never known a person in my life to fucking have shingles. This girl needs to reevaluate her whole entire life. Mono, shingles.
Fucking what?
Ray ass. This was when Old Town Road was good and he was telling me about the girl with the shingles and he told me some shingles on my booty.
Shingles on my booty. She do and she was just like, I hope I don't give it to my boyfriend because he's gone out of town. Da, 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 da. And I'm just like, bitch, that ain't shingles.
Ooh, I'm reading about mononucleosis. So infectious mononucleosis is caused by Epstein-Barr virus, EBV, human herpes virus type 4.
She got herpes.
And is characterized by fatigue, fever, pharyngitis, fatigue may persist weeks or months, severe complications including airway obstruction, splenic rupture, and neurologic syndromes occasionally occur. What the holy fuck? Are you serious? Oh.
So her boyfriend probably got mono.
Oh my God.
Because mono was like the kissing disease. I remember
that's what they used to call it. Look at the throat.
I'm gonna have that bitch up in her mouth. That look like fucking, oh, what is that? What is that shit called when you leave something?
And you can get a rash too. She got that little rash on her?
She probably
fucking
did.
She a little redhead.
But you know when you leave something in the refrigerator for a long time and they get that little white, green, fuzzy stuff on it?
Mold. That's what it's called. What the fuck?
I'm not going to think of it. But that's what it looks like on the throat. Mold.
It does.
She ate mold before.
I'm over her.
She did. Weird. She ate mold. She said she woke up in the middle of the night and she was going to get some chocolate cake. And she ate the chocolate cake because it was dark. She didn't turn on the light or anything. And she said the next day at school, her stomach was hurting, And she was over her grandma's house. You know, grandmas keep mold shit. If you ever been at
cut the mold off.
Cut the mold off and keep on going. But she said the next day when she got back home, because her stomach turned, she got back home or whatever. And she went to go get some more cake with the lights on. She said that cake had all type of mold on it.
Oof.
Mm. She's still living.
Baby girl.
White people are the devil.
She doing the most.
They're the devil.
Ugh. Anyway, on to the tea. We had a little detour there.
I should just come every time and just talk about the stories.
Seriously.
She ain't got social media, so she ain't got nothing.
That's funny. But anyway, so on to the tea. So real quick with Colin Kaepernick and this whole thing that he did. So he had a workout plan for a couple days ago. I think about 3 days ago. And he... not that he didn't show up. He decided to change the venue at the very last minute. There were like 28 teams, they say, that came out to see him or whatever, all set up by the NFL. I don't think it's something that him and his team had set up, but simply something that the NFL has set up. So last minute, I guess there were some issues with the waiver. The lawyer has yet to speak out about what exactly was wrong with the waiver, but I guess it didn't sit well with them. So Colin wanted his own receivers, his own team, his own media, things like that. A smaller venue, which is at a high school, like an hour away from the original venue. He wanted to be shown in his best light. He didn't trust the NFL, which I don't blame him, to show him in his best light, just in case, like, you know, they show highlights of him maybe not catching a pass a couple times during this tryout that was like supposed to be like an hour long or 2 hours. I don't know, 45 minutes. I don't know. But he wanted to be shown in the best light. He wanted to control the narrative is what he said. So he switched it. 28 teams did not travel the hour away to the high school. About 7 teams ended up going where he was. And yeah, people are just perplexed as to, you sued them for discrimination or collusion or whatever. Well, I think it was collusion or something like that. He won. You lost your job pretty much because you were speaking out about something and they felt like you were a liability at the time is what I took from the whole thing. I don't understand why you would want to play for the organization that kind of was trying to oppress your voice. I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't understand it at all, because I'm just like, what's the point at this point in time? Like, you sued them.
He could have just said, no, I'm not doing it. Exactly. He didn't, his team didn't call for that practice. He could have just said, no, I'm not doing it.
But you sit up there, you go. If they draft you, you're going to go play in the NFL. But then you do all this stuff with wanting to get your team, your feed, you know, your media coverage and everything out there. Okay, that's completely fine. But at the end of the day, you had all of America on your side because of the discrimination that they gave you. Mm-hmm. And then you turn around and you still audition to be in the NFL.
Like after a little dancing Negro. That's how I felt. Like, just like a little Negro dancing for them.
Exactly.
Just
tell them no. Like, you had...
You don't need the publicity.
Everybody, get it, like I said before, everybody got on Jay-Z ass for teaming up with the NFL to bring a better halftime show, which I think he is the perfect person to do so if you want a better halftime show.
They just won't get the black people that they wanted, so they try to bring him along because maybe he can convince the black people that have been saying no for these past couple years. How long has it been? 3 years since Colin Kaepernick did this?
Yeah, but
everybody's been saying no.
Saying no because of Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
You miss a lot of these black people that wanted to put, that probably would have done the halftime show. They probably, you made them miss out on money.
But it's Shakira and J-Lo on this halftime show.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm ready to see Shakira though. Cause Shakira, baby, be dancing. She could perform.
That's J-Lo, about it.
J-Lo just is corny. I don't want to see her corny ass up there dancing.
I prefer not to see either one of them at a halftime show. That's big.
That is big.
There's bigger superstars out there right now.
Everybody big said no because of Colin Kaepernick.
What Jay-Z there for? He can't get nobody to say yes because they ain't in line with. They're questioning what he's doing. A lot of black people, a lot of black celebrities are still questioning. Like, they're waiting. They're waiting to see what the fuck's about to happen.
Maybe
which I'm with them on that.
Good,
I wouldn't call him a coon. We just want to see some results.
But that's what they was calling him. They was calling him a coon because he teamed up with the NFL and because of Colin Kaepernick. Why would you go to the NFL and Colin Kaepernick? Okay, granted. But then they turn around, and he turn around and audition for them. So you telling me a little black boy that's been waiting to get in the NFL my whole life to throw the pigskin around?
Oh, Lord.
Throw
the fucking pigskin.
Right. You telling me if they give me a deal, I will have to think twice about it because how they did Colin Kaepernick? No, I'm going to take that shit. And Colin Kaepernick is also going to take that motherfucking
shit.
We've
seen that with his teammates and other people who weren't, like, they weren't speaking. They're like, oh, that's like, him. That ain't me.
I'm not about to miss all the money in Jay-Z.
I come from most of these black men. The NFL is like 77%. Don't get me at the 70-something percent African-American.
Hell yeah. African-American.
And a lot of them come from impoverished areas. So they not missing out on any money. And I don't blame them. You do have to stand for, like, I'm a rebel, so
I mean, you do have to stand for something. But what happened if I stood for this motherfucker and I miss this $1 million contract of my whole dream, and this motherfucker get drafted in the NFL?
That's up to you. If you're able to, it just depends on the person.
It's a slap in the face. Colin, no. Take your money you got from the NFL.
I don't think none of them 17s picking them up. I haven't seen any recent updates. So please correct me if I'm wrong, guys. I haven't heard about anybody picking them up.
Exactly. Ain't nobody.
Allegedly, they were going to, the NFL, the backstory was the NFL, because this guy did an interview he's like a part owner of some sports team. But anyway, he came and he was interviewing and he was like, well, the NFL had it so where one of the 28 teams had to pick him up by, so it was like a setup.
Yeah, just kind of make him look.
Make them look good. Oh, here, we're giving him a chance. But it was like they were forcing one of those 28 teams. Somebody needs to pick him up.
And what he do? Fall for that motherfucking bank.
Well, he really didn't. He changed everything up and only 7 teams came. But I don't know. It's just weird. I hope he doesn't play. I hope he doesn't play.
I hope he doesn't either. Like, no, just take it. Just do what you do. You would still be fine. Go on your activism.
Yeah, he got his Nike endorsement. That shit did really, really well. So, and he got a settlement from the NFL. So he's fine. As long as he's investing and doing his activism and doing all these things, he'll get his money. He'll get his money on the back end. But I don't think I don't know what it's about anymore. I'm just confused.
Colin.
You act like you know him. Colin.
Colin, sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down.
And fucking go play Scrabble. I don't fucking know. Just
Scrabble.
Tomato fucking tomato. Just go.
Tomato and tomato. It's only Scrabble. It's not Scramble. Tomato tomato. No. Tomato. Oh my God. Okay. So next on our tea list is that women are changing their gender to male on Instagram to avoid censorship.
So what they mean by censorship?
Let me read the story. This is from the Huffington Post. Women are sick and tired of being censored on Instagram and are taking their own steps to avoid being flagged on the social media giant. The Huffington Post reports that strippers, trainers, sex workers, and models who use the app to make money have started changing their gender to male in order to defeat Instagram's new policy that bans certain photos. Back in April, Instagram introduced a new update that would hide photos and videos that it deemed inappropriate. However, it was never clarified why the content was removed. The post would also be blocked from appearing on the Explore page or randomly deleted from a user's Instagram story for violating community guidelines. Women in the industry believe that Instagram is being biased and shadow banning their content. Here's a quote. Many of us within the pole dancing community rely on Instagram to thrive.
The pole dancing community. Many of us in the pole dancing community.
It's a whole community, bitch. Right. I didn't even know. Many of us in the pole dancing community rely on Instagram to thrive, said Michelle, a pole dancer who spoke to Huffington Post. We use Instagram to share training videos, connect with new people, and for lots of us to grow our businesses. She adds that once she switched her profile to male, her algorithm changed and she discovered that her posts began to get more likes and comments than before. It's ridiculous that we have to resort to trying this kind of thing, she added. More and more women having been... Who the fuck wrote this? Who is the editor at Huffington Post? No, this is actually from Hollywood Unlocked from Huffington Post, but whoever this editor is, who... It, the grammatical errors are astounding. Anyway, more and more women have been switching their profiles and noticing a significant change. So yeah, women are changing their bios to male.
I mean, girl, you gotta get if it. That's, how you get it.
But man, why is Instagram like fucking cracking a code to get your content seen? Like, nobody should have to be doing posting three times a day and engaging just, with all of their followers and doing so many things to get to beat the algorithm. Like, why are y'all making it so hard? Like, it's not y'all's money that y'all giving out. It's brands who are giving these people money. Like, girl, why are y'all so concerned and making it so freaking hard? Like, we already on social media all day. Y'all make it so we literally gotta be on Instagram all fucking day to get it up. Because when I was doing those follow loops, yes, it worked. But the amount of time that you spend doing that shit,
you be under hours.
Like 10 pictures, comment on 2 pictures, like,
it's like
it works, but it's a lot of work to stay engaged on Instagram.
It's damn near like an 8-hour job, girl.
Listen,
sooner or later, I'm gonna put that bitch on my resume.
Right. Social media marketing specialist, exactly. Like the rest of the girls out there who ain't got nothing to show for it. But anyway,
yeah, that's
neither here nor there. But it's weird. Like, we shouldn't have to go through all this bullshit. Where is MySpace?
MySpace.
I can put my top 8 up there.
No, bitch, get my that shit. Top 8 was fucking get my serious, shit
scrolling
okay?
around.
It was so many fights and arguments started on that top 8. Bitch, let me put my best friend as number 2. Let me change.
But what if you got 2 best friends?
But bitch, then if I put this bitch at number 1, this bitch is number 2.
But y'all need to take a picture together and create a together profile.
But you know that top 8 was serious on MySpace.
Yeah, I got my MySpace got hacked by...
Girl, what
friends, okay, you know, when you got a little clique of friends and people jealous of you and stuff, bitches hacked my fucking, well, not really hacked because we were friends, so like my information's on her computer at her house and hers on my computer at my house, went into my fucking Facebook, like changed all my shit around, like,
oh damn. And
I took some shit that I burned. You remember when them little Chinese slippers was out?
Oh yes, girl. Get them right at the beauty supply store. Right in the back.
Never owned a pair. Let me tell you. So she left her. She left her little Chinese slippers at my goddamn house. I burnt them bitches and dropped them at her doorstep after she did that shit on my MySpace. Bitch, get your little $2 shoes.
And everybody just want everybody to know, if you're listening, whoever's out there, and you had a MySpace, you are a certified computer programmer.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Because, bitch, we was up in there copying and pasting them codes, dropping them up in there.
Got words, so dropping, got words down.
Dropping down. Our picture moving. Okay. Music on that. I'm a fucking computer programmer.
Little banners floating around saying some shit. Yes. Oh my God. I loved it. I need to log into my MySpace. I don't remember none of my shit.
MySpace picture. Do you remember your profile picture?
It might be a picture of my ass. I was a little ratchet.
Oh, my God. Not the ass.
With some Hello Kitty panties on.
With Tuesday when you took the picture on a Wednesday.
It was after I got out of boot camp. My ass was fat as shit. Ooh, okay.
Not.
I was thick as hell. So I had a little picture of my little booty. Anyway, ghetto as fuck. Anyway, yes, absolutely. Anyway, where we go? We always going off on a tangent.
We do.
So, all right, what's the next one? Hey, good.
Three.
Woman discovers abusive ex living in her attic after he left dirty dishes. Give it to us, Ray.
A mother was horrified to discover that her abusive ex-boyfriend was living in her attic after she found a pile of dirty dishes. The Mirror reports that Aaron Chickney, 25, was served 2 restraining orders already for going near his ex, Amy Birch. I thought that was bitch.
Thought it was bitch too, like Amy, bitch.
However, somehow really? He managed to climb through her balcony window and hide in the attic. A little bit of, what's her name?
Who?
The girl that was in the attic with her family.
Flowers in the attic?
No.
Who the fuck else was in the attic? Oh, and Helen Keller?
Bitch, not
Anne Frank. I don't know.
I know they had
Anne,
Helen Keller.
Anne Frank.
Helen Keller, that bitch was blind and dumb.
Well, shit, somebody was up. It was around the same time, child, okay?
Amy Tootie was forced to move home over 10 times to get away from him. I was sickened to discover Aaron had been in my home for a good, God knows how long. I had no idea.
Not idea, bitch. I've been watching too many Madea
movies. My fear is that he will stop at nothing to hurt me. I have moved 10 times in the last year to hide from him, but he always finds me. Kind of sound like Eva from Housewives with her baby daddy.
Lord.
Amy discovered that he had made his way back into her life after she saw his legs dangling out of the attic door. Aaron had also left a pile of dirty dishes for her. This motherfucker is just. Exeter Crown Court sentenced him on November 8th to 15 months, with his restraining order being extended to 2024. I'm about to say hell. He'll only serve 4 months, but this time they are keeping better tabs on him. At this moment, I feel safe because he is locked up, but I don't want anyone else to feel the fear I live with.
Lord. His legs dangling out the attic, though.
He just
though.
Don't give a fuck.
Then he left dirty dishes. Like, how long has he been living up there?
She knew.
You think she knew?
Yes.
Think she heard some shit up there?
You had to hear some shit up there. The attic is a little thin piece of space. It ain't nothing too thick where you won't hear nothing.
And if he wanted to do something to you so bad, he wouldn't just been hiding up in the attic. I don't know.
He would have dropped down on your ass, landed on them tippy toes like a little knight. I mean.
Okay. What are we talking about?
Ninja.
Like a knight.
I'm taking it back.
Thanks, Rod.
18th century.
Like a knight.
Like a little ninja and would have got her ass. But nobody want her ass. He don't want her ass. He's just trying to hide out. He don't even want your ass to know he does.
Okay.
But that bitch's forks came up missing.
I'm fucking done. Okay. So next thing here we have on the list is... Cancel. Wait, hold on. Where we at? Why the hell is my thing not working? Okay, there we go. All right. So Trina goes off on customer at Walmart after being called a nigger bitch. And for you little 90s babies who might not know who Trina is the baddest bitch. One of the first rappers after Lil Kim, I would say.
Okay, because I'm the baddest bitch and okay. They don't call me
that for nothing. Whoop, whoop, pull over that ass too fat. Whoop, whoop, pull over that ass too fat.
Like gray eyes, hourglass frame.
Okay.
Still got the crown for best ass in the game. Hips of a goddess, watch how I throw them. Pussy so good, got my lips tattooed on them. A good stroke in and a good stroke out. That's what I'm all about. I'm the baddest.
Okay, child. Anyway, according to TMZ, the incident happened at a Walmart in Cooper City, Florida. Witnesses who were there say Trina accidentally bumped into another woman in an aisle, and the lady told her, "Watch out, you nigger bitch." That's when Trina completely lost it. Correction to the story.
She actually
did an interview and she stated she saw the woman in the clothing aisle and she was crying. So she went to ask her if she was okay. And the woman turned around with a little stank face and was like, "Get away from me, you nigger bitch." That's the story. She didn't bump this lady. None of that. In the video, you can hear Trina say, "Say it again, you dirty ass bitch. I am a nigger bitch. Say it again. I dare you to say it." Law enforcement sources tell TMZ that cops didn't make a police report because Trina decided against it. Real ass bitch. Give a fuck about a nigga. However, officers did escort her out of the store to her car for safety measures. It was also said police did not speak with the woman who allegedly hurled the racial slur. Here is a little clippity clip. And Trina looked the part in Walmart. She had a little t-shirt, little wig pulled back. Hold on. A
little thin ass ponytail.
Ooh. Walmart is the ghetto, child.
But you know what? You know what we have to do as black people. I know we want to turn the other cheek. We don't want to say anything to these white people. What they do, we want to pull out our camera phones and record them. But in all honesty, girl, I'm just having word trouble today. What we need to do. We really need to just start whooping they ass. Because I put that on my goddamn mama. If a bitch ever call me a nigga, I'm whooping their ass because I don't give a fuck because they need to fucking know. Turning away, doing that's the right thing. Whoop the fucking do. But that's not giving them any repercussion for their fucking actions. We need to whoop their ass so fucking good that they will think twice. They wouldn't even think about, not right, they just wouldn't even think about calling somebody else a fucking nigger or saying some fucking shit. Like, we really just need to just haul off and whoop they ass because they think they could get away with that shit. That's why I cussed that little tranny. Take that out.
What, Ray?
Nah, I don't give a fuck. Because that bitch pissed me off. That bitch
look at
told
my
me.
Face.
Nah, because that bitch motherfucker told me this ain't the motherfucking ghetto. And at that point, I just disrespect
that's
you.
That's pretty
that
much
point.
Calling me a nigga at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, that just called me a nigga, so I'm a nigga, you're a tranny. But anyway. Period. Well, it is what it is.
Trade an insult for an insult.
Right. To all my trans people out there, I don't think like that to all y'all, but that one she did, and I cussed that hoe out so good, she would never say, "This ain't the fucking ghetto," to someone else. And I should have let JoJo whoop her ass, but I didn't want my little sister to go to jail, because the bitch was going to be in there.
Yeah. The bitch was going to be in there. I feel you, though. Yeah. I don't ever want to ever hear a nigga. Woo, child. I'll be somebody's ass.
Yeah.
And I got kids and shit to worry about. And I don't ever want to.
Fuck them kids.
I don't even want to think about it. Oh, shut up.
Fuck them kids.
No, I gotta think about the kids. So I hope nobody ever calls me that. Like, seriously, because I will be beating someone's ass. Yeah. So, yeah. Next, this is, we need to learn her ways here. So, a woman steals NBA player's identity to take out a $2.5 million loan.
yeah, this is my new best friend, but my only thing is, how did you
get your new best friend? So an Atlanta woman is facing up to 20, of course it's Atlanta. An Atlanta woman is facing up to 20 years in prison for impersonating an NBA player. Who the, Deja at Hollywood Unlocked, Deja Monet. I'm going to write you an email because this is the second article I've seen where you missing words and it's grammatically wrong and you working for a very large blogging platform. Like, let's get it together. In Atlanta, I need to, let me write Jason then because I could do better than this shit. An Atlanta woman is facing up to 20 years in prison for impersonating an NBA, what I think she's supposed to say, NBA player, and attempting to take out a $2.5 million loan. Girl, according to CNN, Annie Ford, 51, pled guilty to one count of wire fraud and one count of aggravated. She probably looked good, 51. She in Atlanta. She probably got her whole body done.
Okay.
Listen, identity. So, okay, go back. Fraud and one count of aggravated identity theft during her hearing at the U.S. District Court in New Jersey. Let's get to how the fuck she did this. The unknown player was also a resident of New Jersey. Another participant, which means one of her friends, pretended to be the NBA player's attorney, in fact, to speed up the application process as reported by AJC.com. Ford faced up to 2 years in prison for, how the fuck, what made you think, I'm confused. Why would you think that you and your friend could go into a bank and impersonate an NBA?
You want to know why? Because she got away with this shit before.
$2.5 million?
She done did it. Now, she was probably being greedy. But when you go to that extent of getting someone social and you taking out a loan for that much money, she done did this shit before. And her friend was the lawyer before, too, to speed shit up. And they got away. This time, child. It didn't work.
I be just telling niggas, like, you got to watch out for these bitches be scheming and scamming. Don't leave your wallet around. Don't be getting drunk fucking these girls and leaving your wallet because they're going to be running up in it, getting all your information, and shit like this going
to
happen.
Well, she attempted it, so she didn't get
it. She got enough information to be able to attempt it, and that should never happen.
And bitch, she's fucking stupid because, okay, when you do shit like that, you just can't be greedy. Okay, so the 2.5 million.
Get a little 10,000 or something.
Get a little 10,000, a little 25, maybe 100,000 you could get away with. Jesus. Some shit that he ain't gonna really notice like that, but this bitch wanna take his whole motherfucking net worth.
Life savings, child. My God.
2.5 million. Girl, what?
You deserve every little piece of jail you getting, child, because that's just dumb.
And girl, they giving you 2 years for the other one, but the other wire fraud, they give you 20 years. Baby, just hang it up because I ain't about to do 20 years up in no motherfucking prison. And I'm already 51. I'm going to die in that bitch.
Okay.
Die. I'm just going to have a shootout with the police.
Yes. Identity theft.
Yes. I'm 51 and I'll have to do 20 years in prison? No.
Life in prison might be way better than it is out here.
Right.
I might do the 20 years.
At all. I don't give a fuck what I did. I don't care. They talking about some life. I'm going to do like that one man did. He had slipped a little pill when he was up in court and they gave him his hearing. Did you ever see that video?
Mm-mm.
He was up in court and they gave him his judgment and he was going to jail for life. He went like this. He was like, he slipped a little pill. That motherfucker fell out on that motherfucker courtroom and died. Icon.
How he get that? Iconic. Not no fucking icon, bitch.
Iconic, bitch. That's some shit.
Oh my God. I cannot believe you just said that was iconic.
I ain't going. I don't blame him. I ain't going to jail for life.
Yeah, that's a bit much. Life is better than getting a death penalty for sure. Because that means you know an exact date you're going to fucking die. And that's fucking nerve wracking. Imagine living your whole time in jail, like knowing on December 22nd of 2052. They're gonna fucking fry my ass or give me lethal injection. Like, that's.
Well, I mean, having life in prison is just basically like a death sentence without a date.
But I die naturally, not them sitting there with the family of the people whoever I did something to watching it and all the other bullshit. That's true.
Ask for your last words and then when I'm like.
You get to get a good meal before you walk in the green mile.
I've read some articles on people getting their last meal before they get executed.
That's fucking sad.
Some people be going like, they be getting steak dinners. One man just asked for a bucket of KFC chicken. That's it. Either one of some KFC chicken. My black people, give me a bucket. Extra crispy.
I mean,
spicy. I mean, look at this. I like,
bring me the whole sushi bar, child. Just go on, bring it. Just go on, bring it on over. Extra wasabi and ginger.
Extra wasabi and ginger. Make sure you got that spicy mayo.
Spicy fucking mayo.
Spicy fucking mayo.
Hook my shit up. Extra tempura sauce for them shrimps. Anyway. All right, we're done with tea. Let's go ahead and get into Black Excellence.
Black Excellence is an all-time high.
Of course it's at an all-time high. Black folks consistently go high.
This week on Black Excellence, we have Miss Blue Ivy Carter, who wins her first songwriting award. Go ahead and read it, Ray.
Thank it's you for
little,
giving me
your
the
little
honors.
Niece.
Thank
your
you
little
my
niece.
Niece. You was reading my man because I was going to say that.
Auntie Witch. Ray.
Bruja.
Bruja.
Blue Ivy is becoming a star just like her parents. The 7-year-old daughter of Beyonce and Jay-Z is now an award-winning songwriter. You heard it. Jay-Z and Beyonce's daughter won the Ashford & Simpson Songwriter Award at Sunday's Soul Train Awards for co-writing her mother's hit song, Brown Skin Girl. Skin just like pearls. Okay, for the harmony. The I hear you up there with the top note. She also... Okay, come on with the... See, y'all about made me cry. She also sings in a song alongside Wizkid and Saint... I hope that's John. It's an O missing. St. John, the melody represents strong black and brown women. The family work. The family.
You okay? Hold on, guys. You all
right? I choked on my spit.
Need some Hugo?
The family were not able to make it to Vegas to accept the award. Of course they wasn't. But it's definitely great to see the talent rides in the next generation of Carters. Go ahead, Blue Ivy. Get the girls in line, because in that documentary, you was whipping your hair and you was in front of the dancers showing them how to motherfucking do it.
Okay.
That's what my motherfucking talking about.
Get it, Blue.
Get it, Blue.
Gone.
It's so cute.
Only the beginning.
It's only the beginning. And it's just
she looks
right.
Like her damn daddy, child.
She do, but she's a cute version.
She is just...
No, star.
I'm not saying she's not cute. She has his fucking face.
She have.
So I hope it softens as she gets older.
It's softening.
Because he got a rough, look, grown she face.
She got his face. She got Beyonce shape of the head. She got her eyebrows. Look at the eyebrows and look at the nose and the eyes.
That nose is a mixture.
Yeah, it is.
You
it
see
is.
It?
It is. It's fucking is. You're right, bitch.
Yeah. But she looks just like her damn daddy. Hopefully she it doesn't get any more harsh like her daddy when she gets older.
I don't think so.
But yeah, she's a cute little girl, but she looked like that damn man.
She do.
For
she
sure.
Do.
Can't deny her if he wanted to. Well, right. Good job, girl. Right. Okay, next on the Black Excellence Feeds My Little Spiritual Soul. So there's like... So as you guys know, like black women, we are reclaiming our roots as far as holistic things and being more spiritual, moving out of the religion realm, which has always been the case for me since I was about my early 20s. I would say like maybe like 23, 24, whenever I got into college and started taking like classes on like
witchcraft,
existentialism, what else did I take, philosophy, and you start getting different perspectives and things start making sense, and some things in the Bible just ain't making sense to me. So I just became more spiritual at that point in my life, and since like 23, 24-ish maybe. But well, you guys know, like it's like an epidemic right now. Hopefully it's just not people trying to be trendy and that people, you know, stick with this type of thing. But there are so many black women owned apothecaries. And I was telling Ray, and Ray's like, what the fuck is an apothecary? Okay. The only carry I know is the one
with
the
blood.
Blood
on my face.
So apothecary is pretty much a, not like a pharmacy, because it's not government regulated, so to speak. It's not practicing westernized medicine, which is killing us.
Clearly.
And keeping us mentally ill, and keeping us dependent to function on Western drugs. But anyway, it's a whole other talk show. But Apothecary pretty much has holistic everything. So like, if you got a stomach ache, they got some shit up in there in a jar for you to take for your stomach ache. They got holistic herbal candles that you can use for your meditations that help manifest certain things. They have all types of shit. So I did find a list of, I think it's about 50 of them all over the United States. I'm going to share that link in the bio for this particular episode. And there's one in Arizona. So everybody in Arizona that's listening, all my spiritual ladies in Arizona, it's owned by Samara and Sade, and it's called House of Umi. So House of U-M-I, and that's in Mesa, Arizona. So House of Umi is an online apothecary containing herbal. Well, I guess it's based in Arizona, but it's not an actual store. Dang, I was excited that it was an actual store. But anyway, House of Umi is an online apothecary containing herbal offerings in the forms of powders and teas. Outside of herbal healing, Samara offers breathwork coaching sessions online, and Sade offers business coaching as well. They offer detox courses too. I'm gonna have to check them out.
So minding your black
I do. I'm gonna put the link in this bio because I think that is so freaking cool. And House of Hoodoo, that's H-A-U-S of H-O-O-D-O-O, that's in New Orleans, Louisiana. And Jessica is the owner, and she's a root worker and hoodoo practitioner. And she has some really, really cool looking candles, medicine and fixed candles. I need to see if she has an online store because I need. Anyway, I'm putting this link in the bio so you guys can take a look at these black owned apothecaries and keep getting your spiritual shit on, you know? Know what I'm saying? That's black excellence right there. And that is the end of black excellence. Let's move into the main
topic. Lord. What are we gonna do with ourselves, child? Oh Lord.
My God. Okay. So real quick, guys, the main topic, this is a simple question that I have, because I see all the time on social media, people have all these demands and grievances and expectations of people. And I just like to ask, are you capable of providing what you're requesting?
That's a good question. I feel a lot of people... You getting it over the home, Rod. You jamming. That's your shit. But I feel like a lot of people, what they want in the relationship, they really, they can't give. They can't
Example.
Really. Okay. Like, you see these statuses when girls are like, I want a man that provide. I want a man that pay all the rent.
I don't do that 50-50 shit. That shit is ghetto.
That shit ghetto, my daddy. And then there was a video of this man. I've been married 73 years. My wife ain't never had to touch a lot bill. Da, 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 da. That's
but
all.
But you've been married for 73 daddy. Years. It was different times.
That is true. But mainly the girls that be doing, I just want to know, like, what do you offer in the relationship? You know what I'm saying? Like, can you cook? And I mean, granted, everybody could actually cook anything, but
shrimp
can
Alfredo.
You cook, can you cook well? You know what I'm saying?
Can you cook more than three items?
Can you cook more than three items? Can you, what do you offer? And I feel like you want him to do this and that, but can you provide that yourself?
That's true. And are you the, because a man is going to do for a woman what he feel she deserves.
Right.
That's what I think. Or what he is capable of doing as well. Sometimes men are capable, but you gotta kind of give him a push to be like, you can do this. Mm-hmm. Let's go on and do it. But I feel like if you out here a little loosey-goosey and a little all over the place, and more, 9 times out of 10, you're not gonna find a man that's gonna want to take care of you in that way.
That's true.
Because he more than likely is not seeing you as a wife. because I feel like every man has an idea in their head of what a wife is.
Or what type of girl that they're really looking for.
Yeah, what type of woman they want to settle down with, what type of woman they would like to have kids with, because they're looking at you like, okay, what kind of mother would she be?
Right.
Especially if you're already a mother and you out here wilding out, being crazy, doing this and that. 9 times out of 10, I would say, maybe, let's say 8. There's some men out there that are a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, for Coochie Puffs. And they might just do what you want. They don't
kitty
care.
Cat, kitty cat, yeah.
But I would say 8 times out of 10, if you out here loosey-goosey, acting crazy, twerking online, you're not going to find a man that's going to want to take care of you. Because you're not putting out characteristics that say, I'm a woman worthy of being taken care of.
Exactly.
So before y'all get on here asking, saying y'all what y'all not gonna do as a single woman most of the time.
And that kills me, because you sit up here talking about something. I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna do this. Da, 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 da. Girl, yes, you are. Okay? You talking about you not gonna do this. You know, I don't do that 50-50 shit. Girl, you gonna get in that relationship with that man. And he gonna tell your
ass. You probably done 100. Exactly. That's why your ass is now out here talking about you ain't doing 50-50. Because that nigga was... When I tell you this morning, I almost posted... Sometimes I have to stop myself from posting statuses of stuff that I see. But it's the God's honest truth. I literally saw, when I pulled up, I was like 30 seconds in my car, 2 different white women with black boyfriends being drove themselves to work, hopped out the car, boyfriend hops in the driver's seat and drives off.
You know why? Because black men want, well, I'm not going to say that. White women want black men for the fetish, okay? And black men, we're not stupid. Black men, I can tell you one thing, a black man knows who the fuck could try and who the fuck he could get over on. Mm-hmm. And he already know he could get over
Who's not going to hold him accountable.
Exactly. And he already know he could get over on no damn white woman, Mexican woman, Asian woman, because they look at black people as fetishes. And the same thing with black women and white men. When you see a black woman and a white man, that black woman runs that fucking relationship.
Oh.
And that white man
says, I got a sister with a white man. Yes. She runs that shit.
And that white man says yes to whatever the fuck she say, because it's a fetish. It's a fetish that they have with us. And that's why you see black men be with white women, because they already know that a black woman is not going to put up with a lot of that damn shit.
And I'm they already know. I'm not going to say we're not going to put up with stuff. Well, first of all, some of the shit stories that I hear, I would never.
Well, not necessarily put up, but it's an expectation.
We deal with a lot. We do put up with a lot. We do.
I'm a black woman.
You are a black woman. We overlook a lot, but we're vocal.
Yes.
One thing that they don't, I would say that they probably don't have, they will cry at the drop of a dime instead of speaking what their issues are. They're going to cry about it. Mm-hmm. I just was talking to Rod about it. We were watching this TV show, and the fucking bitch, every time she got in a little bit of distress, she would cry. And it was like, there's no reason to cry right now. A white woman just cries. And any little bit, her sister's questioning her about something, and she doesn't like how the conversation is going, she cries. And that is to be true, because my kid's dad has a friend, a black male friend who has a white Russian girlfriend, who every time he wanted to go out with him to the club or something, or just hang out, get drinks, she would throw a hissy fit and just cry. Mm-hmm. So then he would text him like, oh, my girl's tripping, I ain't going, whatever, whatever. She would just cry. Mm-hmm. Black women, we gonna go through the rigmarole. Nigga, what? Throw what them the keys fuck? Over the balcony if we don't
you
want you to
going
go.
Nowhere, bitch.
They just cry.
Yeah. And that's easy. And that's easier for black. That's some, not all black men, but some black men that go that route. That is easier for them, because they don't want to have to deal with it. Because honestly, when a black man steps in any man, well, mainly black men, when a black man steps in a black woman household, and you in a household with a black woman, it's a motherfucking expectation that you have to keep and that you have to do. And if you cannot do that, that black woman don't have a problem telling your ass to get the fuck on out, because I could do this shit
most
myself.
Of us, there's still some of us out there who don't know our worth, or maybe we at the same level as this man and we taking care of, I don't know, but
I
ain't never took care of no man.
White people don't really have no expectation with it. They look at them as fetishes, and they just want that black man there because of the big ass dick.
Not all attached. Black men have big dicks. I'm sorry.
It's the littlest of black dicks is bigger than white dicks. The littlest. No, I see some white.
I've only ever seen one white dick in real life, but
ew.
You said ew. We don't listen to this podcast, but
if you're listening, uncooked hot dog, what you look like? But no. But honestly, like, I don't know. That's just me and my personal thing. I feel like they really just fetishize black people, and they want black women because of big old ass and their hips and all that stuff. And they want black men because of the dick. I really feel like that. And this, and you know, it just fetishizes us. That's why they just put up with they shit. Even that white woman know this motherfucker ain't shit. He ain't doing shit. I'm going to work every fucking day. He ain't shit. She knows that. But she want him around.
He going to pick me up late in my own car. Up late,
you know.
I don't get it.
I'm smelling, what's that one perfume that, Liz Taylor perfume?
Oh, God, not White Diamonds,
White
bitch.
White Diamonds, I smell like White Diamonds.
What? Oh, this bitch, you got a Disney car. God damn.
Oh, black bitch with a Disney car, you know, I don't wear no damn White Diamonds.
He probably pick up the next, No. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. Are you capable of providing what you're requesting? So we just talked about relationships and the financial support. So next thing I want to say is friendships. So this brought me to this because of I was watching like highlights and stuff of how NeNe was with the girls on Housewives of Atlanta. And I don't care what anybody says. Everybody loves NeNe. Oh, she's funny. Yes, she's funny. But she don't treat people right.
She's not a good friend.
And she keeps saying, support me, support me, support me all last season. That's all they were trying to do. And I don't like how she do Cynthia.
No. But the thing with last season was with NeNe, her as an example, she didn't like, she keeps yelling support, support when they're supporting you, but she didn't like how they were trying to keep her accountable for her fucking actions.
She doesn't like anybody doing that.
Yeah, she didn't like that, so she's trying to say, we're not supporting you. No, bitch, we're supporting you, but we need to let you know, bitch, you're not treating Greg right. Mm-hmm. You're not treating us right. And then when you see that, you know, it's just like, y'all don't support me. No, bitch, we support you. We're just gonna keep you accountable for your fucking actions.
Which friends should do.
I just
so told. People say they want support and they want these types of friends they can talk to and they are honest with them, but you really don't want that because you get offended when someone tries to correct you or someone's not completely on your side about something. They have no bias. They can see both sides and they can tell you where there's room for improvement. Don't want those things if you cannot handle those things.
Exactly. And I just went through something with my friend and he went through something and he said to me on the phone, Ray Ray, I didn't want to tell. No, first before he told me what happened, he said, I know you're going to get on me. Cause I gets on them.
Okay.
Child, I let you
gets
know.
Gets them together.
And I'm just that type of friend. Like, I'm not gonna let you just say anything. And I just think it's just gonna be like, okay, girl. No, okay, I'ma just speak my opinion. Like, I don't think that's right. You know, I'ma just let you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'ma hold you accountable for your actions. But I'ma definitely let you know. Now, I may not hold you accountable for your actions in front of everybody because I have this big rule. When you my friend and you in front of everybody and you tell a bold-faced-ass lie, bitch, I'ma roll with you with that fucking lie. But when we get in the motherfucking car, I'm like, bitch, now you know you lie, girl. Don't do that shit.
Don't let me be
stupid.
Drunk, child, because you're going to get called out for everybody.
I'm like, child, you know no, you bitch. Lie. You know, but I'ma roll with you in front of everybody. But, yeah, it's just... I'm just that type of friend. I'ma just let you know. And it's not coming from a hate point of view or, oh, he just always got something to say. No, I don't always have... Well, I do have something to say. Whatever.
Yeah.
But it's coming from pure love because if you're my friend, I'ma tell you the truth. I'm not gonna be that friend, that yes, ma'am friend. Like, no. And I don't expect them to be yes, ma'am.
Tiptoeing around.
Yeah, and I don't expect my friends to be yes, ma'am with me. Like, Ray, you out of fucking pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Okay.
Because I could go.
Yeah. Ghetto. God damn. But yeah, that's my thing. Like, if you are, I see some people like, I want a group of girlfriends who I can do this and I can do that and I can do this. You know how many times I've tried to start little friendships with people and then like, I'm very blunt and I say that up front and I try not to be disrespectful or offensive with my bluntness. If you do something that bothers me, I'm pretty much gonna call you out on it as soon as I see it. But then I notice, like, I try to be the best friend I can be, try to be supportive, and then, like, you just slowly start to see people just, like, fall off. As you start advancing, people just start to fall off. But you say you want this close-knit partnership, then you gotta, people, I don't know, I don't want to call it jealousy, I don't want to call it hate, I don't want to call it, I guess intimidation would probably be the best word. People get intimidated and they withdraw.
Yeah.
I will help you. Like, right. There's no reason to be intimidated. There's no reason to feel some type of way, because I will honestly give you, I have so many ideas I'll just give to people. Like, I don't care.
Well, that's
so, like,
true.
People get so caught up in their own heads, or they start to compare themselves to other people that they see doing certain things, where they just start to, probably without even knowing that they're doing it, withdraw themselves.
But that's the thing. And that's how you know that they're not really your friends. Because, Star, me and you, we're friends, and we do the same thing. We do makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I would never compare myself to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
we got different aesthetics.
Exactly. Girl, you my motherfucking girl. I ain't about to compare myself to my girl. Like, girl, no, I'm not about to do that.
You dope, I'm dope.
Exactly. That's it. I'm not about to compare myself to my other friends or stuff like, oh, no, girl, we all making it. My friend Tyrell, he do hair. Star, she do makeup. The other one do this. I'm not about to compare myself and be like, oh, well, girl, I do da-da-da-da. Like, it's pointless. It's pointless. And mm-hmm. when they compare themselves to you and they get intimidated, girl, that's your fault. You knew I was a bad bitch before
problem.
You approached me.
Okay.
Right. You knew what the fuck I did.
All the things.
I am the thing of all things. You knew that. So... girl, that's your fucking
and it's
fault.
So rough. Like, I'm trying to build a team because I need a team of people that I can trust. And that's the thing. Like, I don't trust people because people do shit like that, start to withdraw themselves, or they're not reliable, or if they feel like, it's just so hard to trust people because so many people are, especially in Arizona, they're very envious and very vindictive, and they like to steal your ideas or just be shady. Like, I just hear so many things. It's just so weird. And
but you know what?
I'm just over it.
I feel like with the industry that we are in, I feel like it's just an industry thing. It just imagine how it is in Arizona. Just imagine it is in Atlanta or LA or Vegas, where the industry is, or Miami, where the industry is even bigger than Arizona.
I don't think it would be as bad as here, because here it's like everybody's trying to develop this thing. But I think we've outgrown Arizona, period.
Yeah.
Period. It's not a large market of Black people, and that's typically who we cater
to. Right.
So it ain't a lot of us, and it's a lot of us that do hair and makeup and all types of shit. So the market is very small for what we're doing. And I just think that that's why it's so catty and so vindictive, and everybody's trying to cut the other person down just to make themselves look better. It's because the market's just so small. I think if we were in bigger cities, we wouldn't worry about this shit, because it's honestly enough people for everyone to go around.
That
although I feel
true.
Like it's like that here, because people like who they like and they like the aesthetic of different people. And I don't know, it's just people get too much in their heads. They just need to have tunnel vision, just focus on your craft and what it is that you do.
Thank you. That's all.
And just focus on what it is that you do, and
thank
then nothing
you.
That anybody else does would matter.
Because at the end of the day, no matter if you in the same field as somebody else, can't no bitch do what the fuck you do.
Period. And nobody.
Period.
Why don't people understand that?
Can't no bitch do what the fuck you do. I can. Me and another person can have the same type of makeup look, and we could do it. It will come out two completely different things. When
mm-hmm.
you see my work, you know it's my work. When you see Star work, you know it's her work. When you see anybody work, you know it's anybody. When you see Rod haircut, you know it's Rod's haircut.
That's
it could be
fact.
The same type of haircut, but it's going to be a different sauce from each person, because can't no bitch do what the fuck you do.
Not at all.
Can't nobody be Ray but Ray. Can't nobody do Ray but Ray.
Like Ray.
Exactly. Ray can't even do Ray sometimes.
What?
Ray can't take a fucking break. Like, bitch, Ray, you do it, girl.
Ray can't even do Ray sometimes. Bitch, what the fuck was that? Gotta have a pep talk with yourself. What the
what
fuck
the
was
fuck
that?
What was that, Ray?
Goddamn, eyelash was hanging the fuck off.
No,
that
sometimes
wing
it do.
Was raggedy.
Was raggedy.
system was raggedy. You know, my God.
Sometimes you do have to give yourself the pep talks because sometimes you.
We all have those days. Right. And like you said, nobody is you. Like I was throwing some event and somebody hopped in my inbox like, what was I doing? Was it the vision board or the beauty pop-up? Somebody popped up in my inbox recently and was like, and screenshotted something that these other girls are doing, which is pretty much like minding your black-owned business, except for their... I just happen to attract more women, but mine is not just for women. I just tend to attract women. But pretty much the same exact thing that I'm doing. And the girl sends it to me, and it was like on the same day as whatever. I think the last month one. And I was like, oh, that's great. I said, I never heard of them.
Do you know this girl that sent it to you?
Mm-hmm. I know the person who sent it to me. She sent it to me like, oh, they're doing it on the same day. They could have just collaborated with you. No.
Exactly. So, girl, you're being missed.
Right. And I noticed. So, I'm like, so she sends it to me and she says, they could have just collaborated with you. They just going to sit here and take the idea and they could have just collaborated with you. I was like, I ain't never even heard of them. So, I'm not even worried. I said, good luck to them. I said, I never heard of them, but good luck to them.
I find people that do that. That's one, it's not my, not my friend. I don't talk to you. I don't socialize with you. You like a comment. I like something on Facebook and that's how it is. And then you go and you send something to my inbox like, look at this. Da, 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 da. Girl, what is your MO like? What is your motive, girl? We're not even friends.
I already knew
what
the messy motive was. So I was like, I don't know who they are. I said, best of luck to them.
Right.
Because I have my following. I know who's going to come out. I know what's going to happen. So I'm not concerned. When I had a different event, somebody else hopped in my inbox like, oh, my event's on the same day. Okay.
Okay. And it's a lot of shit
going on. What you want me to do? Right. Say, oh, let me have it on a different day because you're having yours on the same day. You have your following. I have mine.
Exactly.
May the odds be in your favor.
Hello.
Okay.
Be your favor. Like, bitch, my people's coming out to the people. You know, my people that's purchased tickets, they're coming out. Your people that purchased tickets for you, they're coming out. Girl, we are not in the same box. We're not in the same category. Like, you don't compete with me.
And you know what's so funny? So there's this Black Girls Brunch and they're in Phoenix. I haven't seen that they've actually had a brunch yet or anything. I could be wrong. I don't know. But it's a group. So they're in my group and they like to share their shit and I let them share their shit in my group. When I try to share my shit in their group, they deny it.
Kick out. Kick them bitches
out. Oh, they're out. Yeah. I kicked them out.
Kick them bitches.
I'm like,
right,
why would you? I'll let you share your stuff in my group and you're doing brunches just like I'm doing brunches. But when I try to share mine, you deny it and say it's because it's promoting da, 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 da. But I let you promote in mine.
Exactly. That shit is so fucking ridiculous.
Like, I was like, oh, really?
To me, honestly, like that whole thing, like it shouldn't even matter. Like we're all at this, like everybody that we
exactly
know.
Like Free had a vision board party day before mine.
Exactly.
I shared her event. I talked about her event.
You did.
Because I don't give a fuck. I know I got my phone. I know what my tickets was looking like.
Exactly.
I ain't worried
about you, baby. Like, we're not competing. But my thing is, like, everybody, they try to do that little thing where they try to shut you out. Like, everybody that we are surrounding ourselves with, we are starving artists. You know what I'm saying? We're not at the top of the game. Well, we up here doing this, doing that. We're all trying to get ourselves up there.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone who's trying to get their self up there to deny a post from you, but then up in your shit, promoting to try to get themselves up there, it's kind of just like, girl, what the fuck are you doing?
Just because we do the same thing don't mean we can't share each other's stuff. And that's exactly. When I was like, okay, y'all got the wrong idea about
it. Are you the first person this is that about. Promoted brunch?
Like, get out of here. I was like, when they denied me, I was like, really? I should post something else in there and then see if they do it again. They probably will, and I'm gonna screenshot it and send it to you because they really denied it and said I couldn't
That's fucking childish.
Okay, yeah, that was weird to me, but yeah. So okay, that was friendships, and we went into something else. But the last one was like, okay, so are you capable of providing what you're requesting is what we're talking about, and this is supporting your endeavors. So I see a lot of people, they complain, no one's supporting me, nobody's sharing my stuff. All it takes is, you don't, to support your friends, to support your associates, all you have to do is share a post. It doesn't cost any money. Da-da-da-da-da-da. But these same people don't share.
They don't share
nobody's
post. They don't. But then also,
they don't share the posts. They don't do anything. Like, I got to a point where when I first started promoting things, and I would tag 50 million people in it. now, if you notice, I don't tag anybody in anything. I let it organically get around. I might share it in the different groups, but I'll organically let it get around just to see what it does without tagging a million people, because 9 times out of 10, those people that I'm tagging, they're not going to share it. So it's pointless to even tag them. It gets annoying when people comment and da 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 da. So I don't even do that no more. I just share it and let it do what it's going to do. Right. I don't even worry about nobody sharing it. I don't care if you share it. Thank you. If you don't, oh well. I just let it organically do what it's going to do. And if you start to have that mindset, then you're not going to worry about ticket sales. You're not going to worry about people sharing it and all that other bullshit.
Also, they need to get in the mindset as of, you up here complaining about people not sharing your stuff or this or that. Like, just stop that out, because at 9 times out of 10, a lot of people is not going to share. A lot of people don't even really support what you're doing. A lot of people don't see what you're doing is a 10. They're chopping it all day. Come across the feed. Chop.
Chopping it.
Chop. It's not 10. And that's okay, because at the end of the day, all you have to do is just keep pushing. Just, I don't care. I post my picture. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. If you share it, you share it. If you don't, you don't. I really don't care. You know what I'm saying? Somebody like gonna like it. It's gonna inspire somebody to do what they want to do. Them little old women that get in my inbox, somebody gonna say, oh,
the little old woman.
Yes, girl, they be on my ass too, child. They be like, finally without facial hair. I'm like, girl, fuck you.
Really?
Yes, they be telling fuck me you, that. Bitch. Yes, they be like, try without facial hair. Girl, yes.
What's your facial hair looking like?
Exactly, because you know them old women be having extra
mustaches and little chin whiskers.
And the little, the ones that be in between the titties.
Oh no, not the little chest hair.
The little chest hair, right? How they shirt open a little, it goes out like a little van and wrap around the button of their shirt and shit.
I cannot.
It's alive.
No.
It's very much so alive.
Why old women get so hairy? Because they probably smoke cigarettes or something. The hormones out.
The fucking menthols,
fucking
girl.
Menthols got them, child.
The one hairs.
Oof, Lord.
Bitch,
little hairy face bitch.
But yeah, like, you just gotta get out that mindset of, hey, ain't nobody sharing my stuff. Okay, girl. Hey, they ain't sharing it. So,
yeah,
what's
it don't cost nothing to share, but people just don't like to share.
And they don't.
You gotta not care about it. Like, I love the level of I don't give a fuck that I'm at with yes. this shit. I'm just like, I'ma share it, I'ma promote it, I'ma talk about it. Ain't nobody gonna support you like you. So if it happens to be shared by friends and family and associates and other people, then that is a plus. But don't let that make your mindset. Like, just don't. It'll stress you out.
You can't let it make your mindset. It will stress you out.
No.
It just do too much. And then you'll find yourself being more angry. You'll find yourself not wanting to share, going on tangent on posts and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And people actually see that stuff. So once you go on your tangent on your post,
and they normally
respond
to the
you.
Negative more than they do the positive. So you might share your little event post and then you start going off about people not supporting, and they're gonna look at that like, okay, now I'm really not gonna like that post. I'm really not gonna share that post or talk about that post because they're like having a little bitch fit because nobody's sharing it.
Exactly.
So just shut up, post it,
and
go.
People know your worth more than you sometimes. Mm-hmm. People know your worth before you do. You know what I'm saying? People really, like you say, be intimidated and be that they just naturally are fucking haters and they just don't support.
Who told me that they were intimidated? Lala told me that she was intimidated before she met me, and I was like, really?
Really?
You were? Really? Like, you never know. You never
you
know.
Never
and she
know.
Did she did tell me that, and I was like, really?
I would have never guessed that. Work. Like, Ray, what is he doing? One little guy was like, yeah, he's Ray, you're just a little intimidating. I was like, girl, me?
Yeah, right. Like, I would
me?
Never say you're intimidating.
Intimidating?
It girl. Must be your stature or something, because you are like a little fairy.
Yes, a fucking fairy.
Floating
girl,
around here,
floating
big
around
ass here. Fairy. Linebacker fairy.
Linebacker fairy with the little ass wings. The wings don't get my ass off the ground.
Exactly, not at all. Just a little flutter, little feet kick up.
Right, little feet kick up.
Little feet get off the ground a little bit. That's about it. You're not intimidating.
Not
and I'm
at
like,
all.
Mean. I don't think I am. I think I just look mean. I don't know what
Yo,
it
you
is.
Look mean. It's the stone rock face.
Shut up. That's the stone rock face.
But I didn't get that from you. I don't like the sweetest person. Yeah, and I think it's just that person, because me, honestly, I don't feel intimidated by no one.
Now, I don't think there's anybody that intimidates me either.
No one, like, you know, like, I always be like, hey, da 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 da, but I don't feel intimidated by no one.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I might get a weird vibe from people. Other than that, I don't get intimidation very often. I really think I told you I texted my mom like a couple weeks ago and was like, thank you for how you raised me, because she always taught us, ain't no bitch out here badder than you. Don't you think okay. No bitch is out here prettier than you. You are the most beautiful thing in this whole entire world. Nobody's better than you. Maybe that's the wrong, I mean, it's a good thought process to have, I thank her for that, because I'm not easily intimidated by someone.
Yeah, I'm not either. Like, girl, what?
Yeah, no, I'm just not.
I'd be like, oh, maybe, you know, get weird vibes and stuff like that. But as far as intimidating, I'm just like, I don't even know what intimidation feels.
Ain't nobody more intimidating than my goddamn mama. So if I can grow up in the house with that, then I'm just, fuck y'all bitches. I don't give a fuck about none of you. And when y'all meet my mama, y'all will see what I'm talking about, child. Y'all will see what I'm talking about.
See what I'm talking about.
No, she's cool though. She got, you think I got a mouth?
Okay.
Can't take that bitch nowhere. Sorry, mom. Let me call you bitch. My bad, mom. She's gonna get me for that one. Okay, well, that's it for our main topic. So something to think about. Are you deserving of the things that you're requesting from others? That means support in your endeavors, love, financial support in relationships, friendships, the type of job you think you should have. Are you deserving of these things? What hell in yeah. you says that you deserve to have these things? Do you have your shit together to attract these things? Law of attraction. Now this week, I told you guys last week we were going to have a local artist spotlight. So this week we do have the local artist spotlight. It is from Guru Sai, and the song is called Twer, not twerk with a K, but Twer. So T-W-E-R-R-R, I think it's three R's. And I listened to it a couple times and I'm here for it. So here it goes, guys.
Ass backwards. About to take my shirt off, sweaty as fuck. Got this bitch yikin', doing dump truck. All this ass in a party got me stuck. If my niggas weren't behind me, I'd be out of luck. Can't lose his bet. Said she could work me. Girl, I'm juiced up. Big dick energy. Skinny nigga, yeah. But I got some goodies. Take her flip flops off. Giving the bitch work. Trampoline booty. Ass go berserk. It's a manja party. Her ass too fat. She wearing a skirt. Her skirt coming up. Working the fuck out her. Skirt coming up. Can't hold her cup. She grinding me tough. I'm calling her bluff, bitch. Ain't no giving up. Ain't no giving love. Turn it to something. So after this, yeah, bitch, we gon' be fucked. When she twerk. Ass backwards, 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 when
Yeah, she twerking ass backwards. Ass too big, almost turn me on my sandals. Give me a lick, just a sample. Cake delish, I'ma need another handful. So go ahead, mommy, shake it for your birthday. I know you bad, go and show me in your worst way. The way she twerk her, fuck around and cause an earthquake. They ain't even flirting, got these niggas thirsty. 40-inch ass, girl, you wreck in first place. She shake it for Chanel, she shake it for Versace. Ain't no problem, she gon' put it for I put it. Right cheek, left cheek, big booty Judy. Mommy cheeks clapping like she seen a good movie. And they for the whole game, she don't do no pick or choosing. Yeah, she don't wanna pick or choose one. Got that ass twerking backwards, so confusing.
Lil Susie gon' twerk it for her birthday. Lil mama gon' shake it in the worst way. Hey, go reach it, it's your birthday. Go twerk it in the worst way. She twerked again in first place. Go actually, it's your birthday. Go twerk it like Desiree. Drop it down, don't hesitate. Yeah.
Who's Desiree?
Who the fuck is Desiree?
Twerking like Desiree. I need to know who Desiree is.
Okay.
Her twerk game like.
Okay.
Little Ashley, little Susie. What other names they say in there?
I don't know, but it's Ashley's birthday.
Okay, that was Guru Sai with Twer, no K at the end, T-W-E-R-R-R. It's on Spotify. It's also on YouTube. And I liked it. It's definitely something I can see myself dancing to in the strip club. If I was a pole dancer.
Okay, it's a community out here for y'all.
It's definitely, excuse me,
a for y'all. It's a community.
Oh, I'm like, for y'all? What? Excuse me? But yeah, I like it. Her flow gives me a little Blueface vibes. I don't know if that's good or bad. I mean, he's mainstream. Why are you laughing?
Because Blueface?
I mean, that's what her flow reminded me of.
Okay, the flow, okay.
Yeah, Lil Sauce, featuring Lil Sauce.
Good.
I like Lil Sauce. Like Lil he Sauce. Reminds me of another rapper, but I can't think of who that is at this moment.
Like Versace, then it sounded like Parley.
That's what he said.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought he said Versace. He held it.
He held it. No, but I like it. I've been over here twerking and jerking and jigging and yiking. Did she say yiking in the song? Yiking and jigging.
Let's look that up on the Urban Dictionary. Yiking.
Yiking. It's some type of dance. Let's see. Yiking. How you spell that? Yiking.
Y-I-K-E-I-N-G.
Gee, I don't think you put an E before the I.
Oh, girl, whatever.
Yiking involves dancing with a partner, shifting your weight from side to side. But that's really only the simplest definition. So it's you just grinding on somebody. That's what it looks like.
Oh, okay. That's cute.
Okay. It's a Bay Area thing. So she said yiking. So that's a Bay Area thing is what I'm seeing. And then she said juking. Juking is like something y'all do in the Midwest.
Yeah, we used to go to the juke parties.
Which is a twerk party.
Yeah, basically. The juke joint. We going to the juke joint tonight, y'all.
You oh, coming? My God. You coming to the juke joint?
To the juke joint.
We going to the Legion and we going to
no,
twerk.
No, not topping up the Legion no more.
In Virginia, that was what all the high school parties were. Oh, well, not First Friday
what's
Legion.
What's that man like to play at that time?
Fuck. You said it too, whatever it said, when it was fucking backing up.
Yes,
instead of fucking
something.
Oh my Lord. Anyway, that was Guru Sai. Look her up on Spotify. She has lots of songs. That was one that she sent on my status that I posted for local artists. And I just picked a random song and I like that. So yeah.
Yeah.
We like it. I like it.
It's cute.
It is.
Yeah.
I can see that. They need to play that in the club.
It's cute for
I mean,
her.
It's twerkable. As it's twerkable,
it's a nice
child.
Beat.
Yeah, that beats everything. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing. All right. So now we're going to go into I Said What I Said.
And I'm not changing on it, okay? I said what I said.
That's motherfucking right. We said what the fuck we said. And I'm going to say this. Lori. For everybody that don't know, Lori is my coworker that works at JP Morgan Chase with me. And she sits right behind me. And Lori feels the need to try to tell me every time how her eyelids.
Wait, where are we going?
How she want eyelid surgery, right? It's a whole background to this. So she want eyelid surgery. And I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. So she proceeds to tell me about the story about... Did I tell the story last time?
How young she looked, or good she looked 30 years ago, and now she looked like a avocado.
Yeah. Oh, avocado was a little bit of a compliment.
An overripened avocado.
Let's say melted ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well.
So she looked like melted ice cream now. But anyway, she always turned around. She'd be like, hey... This, and it's always talking about Juvederm and Botox and everything. And the little black lady tried to push her away with the, like, girl, don't nobody care about that. And she said, Ray cares. He is into makeup. And all this other stuff. Oh, my God,
Lori.
Now, Lori is 53 years old, okay? My mom is 56. Now, well, she's turning 56 on Thanksgiving. So she's three years older than this lady. Now, Lori looks like the Crypt Keeper herself. It looks like her skin is gonna fall off her bones. And she's just Skeletor at this point in time. And she gets on my fucking nerve because she always leans back and she says, today, actually, she says, well, you know, once you get older, your face starts to fall. You know, I had Juvederm and everything, and I'm looking like, bitch, you need to go up in the dosage, because that shit ain't
good. You need to go up in the dosage.
You need more. Fuck Juvederm. You need Botox to make that shit steel. That's shit. You need
facelift, rhinoplasty. Lift.
She always talking about getting her eyelids done.
Lift your ears up or something.
Flop over like that.
She got hooded, really bad hooded.
Really
up.
Bad, but it's because of the extra skin that fell over.
Like, what the hell is going on?
Drugs. That's what we did. Drugs. But she always tell me, she gonna say, well, Ray, when you get older, you know, your skin falls, so you may think about, you may want to do Juvederm. So I looked at her and I said, Lori, I don't think I will ever need that. And she says, why? Because black don't crack? You're fucking right.
You're goddamn right,
you're goddamn
bitch.
Goddamn right,
ding,
bitch.
Ding, 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 ding,
girl, I don't, I'm not going to need
tell
that shit.
Tell them what you want.
My mama is 56, and that bitch, oh, Lord, I call my mama a bitch. Sorry, Jan. Sorry, Jan. But the bitch skin.
The bitch skin.
The bitch
skin. Fucking flawless.
It's fucking flawless. It's shit. It's tight. And she goes, what's your mother's skin regimen? Melanin? I don't fucking know.
Dove soap. Water.
Water. Melanin. I don't fucking know. I'm sorry, Lori. Like,
Jergens.
She just get on my nerve because she keeps saying, and I'm just like, girl, I'm not going to need none of that shit. My mama is older than you, and she looks younger than you, girl. Like, it's horrible that she keep talking about how this man left her and how this man keep talking about, oh, I wish you how you looked when she was 25. Now, granted, she looked good at 25.
Now, you not going to look like you did when you was 25 at 52.
You're not.
But you can look close.
But you can look close. You can see the resemblance. Because if my mama pull up the picture when she was in her 20s, I still see my mother. Without a doubt, I see a lot of her. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, Jan, I see you, girl. You know, with the little sad little, especially in the 90s when she had the little salt and pepper haircut.
Oh, shit,
Jan. You know,
Jan
was a little, she was a little fly little thing back in the day. You know what I'm saying? I could, but I see my mama. That bitch, Lori.
That bitch Lori
was a complete opposite. Who the fuck is this?
I need to see this.
Yes, I'm going to take a picture of her.
Take a picture of the picture.
Yeah, take a picture of the picture because she's not the girl in the
she's
picture.
She's not the girl in the picture anymore. She's the girl on the milk carton.
On the milk carton. Not even that girl.
Have you seen me? The 25-year-old bitch is on the milk carton. Like, have you seen me?
No, you know when you go into Walmart and you look at the little children that got kidnapped and they put the picture of how they look, would look now?
Oh, like the the digitalized age progression.
That's like the digitalized. They're like, bitch, I ain't seen this hoe.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm sorry, Lori. You know,
so I'm sorry.
We can't
I'm
all.
Not sorry because she keep trying me with it. You're gonna know, bitch, I'm not gonna need this.
How dare she? She should know black don't crack. Have you seen Angela Bassett lately?
Hello.
The bitch is a vampire. I'm not
gonna need this, Lori. Sorry. You're the only one that's gonna need it. You need a little bit more.
She
than
needs
that as
to
well.
Just stop.
So I said,
let gravity take hold, child.
Girl, it did take hold, and the face is drooping downward, baby. She need a moisturizer pulling up.
Yeah, she just taking the shit and going like this. Just you got a suit with the two fingers, and get it back, girl.
She just need to pull that shit back and put a scrunchie on the back of her head.
With the skin, I am there, bitch.
Put that shit back of her head, bitch. There you go, girl. There you go, Lori. Lori in finance.
I am so fucking done. Oh my God. So I said what I said. I'm going to keep it short because we are on a tangent here. But mine is just, I love black people and I do everything for for black people. I am all for helping black people. However, we need to do better with time management and being reliable and holding ourselves accountable. And if we know we got some shit to do the next day, that we get our shit together and show up and get it done and go home.
Right.
Because I'm so tired of doing everything by my motherfucking self, or just me and Ray.
Yeah.
And when I ask for people to help, they so quick, what do you need? Oh, what God. You want? Shout out to Vanna, Josh, the photographer, videographer's wife, fiance, soon to be wife, who came and ran the front door for me. You're awesome. But it's been too many times with these events where it's always supposed to be somebody extra or two extra people, and people ain't showing up. People don't say nothing. People come extra late. Like, I am trying to do things on a time management. Also, with black people, if you buy tickets to an event and it says it starts at 12, okay, 30 minutes I give you for being late as a window. But it's informational.
2 hours.
You gotta come on time. 2 hours? Like, it's not fair to the other people, because it's not fair to me, because if I have a short speech like I did on Sunday, I had a short speech prepared. I don't want people to miss out on that, because it was important. It had something to do with the vision boards and how you were to complete your vision board. So you should be there. I set aside an hour in the beginning for y'all to get y'all food, eat, all this other stuff. And then I can talk about what I need to talk about. Then y'all can start the vision boards.
Right.
That but didn't go as planned.
At the damn end of the damn thing, child.
Right. No. Don't come at the end. Don't come in the middle. You have to come at least within 30 minutes. I think I'm going to start putting that in the ticket. Like, if you don't come, don't come.
Don't come. Because if you come,
it's not fair. Because you're missing stuff. Then you're asking questions that have already been answered, right. And things like that. And it's just not fair to, when I do have speakers and things like that, people just coming in because y'all making noise, because now you need to order your food and you should have been here exactly. Within the first hour. Like, if you got tickets to an event and it starts at a certain time, try to be on time.
Drinking
I understand.
Up all the water.
Shut up. I understand 30 minutes as a buffer for traffic. Fucking Ray. Or shit like that. But like, come on. Hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. Let's be respectful of everybody's time. Let's do better in 2020. Like, when somebody needs me or something, communicate at least. Mm-hmm. You know, I shouldn't be messaging people like, hey, are you coming? Like, because I don't want you to miss it. Or I shouldn't be making the people who did actually come here on time wait for things to get started because I'm missing 8 to 10 people who purchased a $30 ticket to get in this event, and you decide to want to show up in the last hour.
Nah, that's ridiculous. What like, they need some to put people, on
some people
board.
Would say, like, okay, you shouldn't care. They paid their ticket, whatever. No, I care, because you're coming in late
exactly.
And you're missing stuff. Like, I don't just do this. Is not
next.
I'm not going to do a name drop, but this is not your average brunch. This is stuff that's actually informational. I'm teaching things. I'm saying things. It's important.
Right.
It has a purpose. It's not just come here, eat, shoot the shit, and leave.
Not shoot the shit.
So come on time. Like, seriously. Like, it annoys me to the end. It just annoys me.
Well, next time you have one and a bitch come in late and we doing vision board, you know what we're going to put on their vision board? A fucking big ass clock.
Flavor Flav with a
Flavor
clock.
Flavor Flav with a fucking clock. On fucking time, bitch. Work on it.
Work on your time management.
Shit, that shit is ridiculous.
Flavor Flav.
2 hours. 30, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
30
no.
minutes of the damn thing. Girl, just stay at home. What you come for? We ain't got no more glue. We ain't got no more magazine cutouts. And all the scissors are taken. And we ain't sharing.
Shut your ass up. I have plenty of scissors and glue and board. But... Ooh, god damn, excuse me. Did I just...
Savage.
I have to get that. I have to cut that
out. No. Leave that in there.
Excuse me, what the fuck does that... Anyway, damn, what? That's terrible. Rod, shut up.
You know, this is a once in a lifetime that everybody heard it, because you would never hear Star burp or fart. And if you have her burp or fart, you are
a special person.
A special person. Because I heard the fart, and I was like,
You really going to do that? That was an accident, and you know it.
I'm like, bitch, what? You? Young lady.
Bitch, what? You? I hate you. He said, this is on record, because you'll never hear it again.
You'll never
fucking
hear
right. I'm a fucking lady. Oh my God. But anyway, that's my I said what I said. Black people do fucking better with your time management. There's no way in this world I'm gonna pay some money for an event and come 2 hours late.
Yeah, that's
no.
If that's the case, girl, just get a
ticket. It's no way I'm gonna volunteer my time to help someone and not be in communication or not show up and do what I'm supposed to do. That's why I don't volunteer my time for nobody but fucking Ray and Lamarck, because the rest of you are on my fucking shit list. Love you, but I can't do it no more. I'm tired. It's like y'all just make it so hard. All right, so we gonna get on out of here before I just continue to go off, okay? And we're gonna go into slide in my DMs, where we're gonna read a wonderful little scenario from someone who wrote into our lovely inbox at accordingtostar@gmail.com. We did one last week and that was super complicated, waiting on an update. Haven't gotten an update thus far, so we're gonna move on. She had a second part to hers and I was like, you know, we're gonna give another person a chance. So I'm going to read this other one. Where is it? Here we go. Dear Star, how do I get over a toxic ex? I blocked all of his numbers and he still continues to reach out to me with different phone numbers and social media accounts. I block each one, but he still finds a way to contact me. And then I give in and find myself talking to him again just for him to keep proving he isn't shit. What should I do? It's easy to ignore people. So if he keeps contacting you from blocked accounts, social media accounts, different phone numbers, if you don't know the phone number, don't answer it. Block it automatically. That's always easy. So different social media accounts, stop accepting any and everybody on social media. Lock your social media down, make it private. So many things you could do here.
You gotta scare him off, girl. And when I say scare him off, you have to like blow his mind on some shit. So you need to be like,
clearly he's not easy to let go. So he's probably not easy to scare like, off. You sitting on a secret, is that your favorite thing to say?
Yeah, you're either.
He's probably
he know. But or you could just be like, hey, you know the last time that we had sex, I just want to let you know that I got general herpes. Just tell him. Just say some shit. Say some crazy shit. Honestly, for real. On some real shit, that shit works. That shit works. Say some off the wall, crazy ass shit.
How about we don't say anything to him at all because we're not talking to him? We're not allowing him to get the opportunity to get any of our time. If this is somebody you want to be done with and you've blocked him and this and that, then there's never been a person that I couldn't stand so much that I blocked and didn't want to talk to that he could just make up fake social media accounts, get across and I will be talking to him again.
But then also, but you and her is two different people.
You like, she may, to, she that may sounds fall, like you like toxic things.
Right, but she may actually fall weak for this guy. She may actually really, really, really love this guy. And she probably not completely over him herself.
He sounds toxic.
It does sound toxic.
And if you know your worth, so let's start there.
Yeah, if you know your worth. But she's not completely over him if she's still accepting these phone calls, these messages. She's not over him. She's not over him.
Then you just don't answer the phone if you don't know the phone number.
You don't, but she
if
knows
he's calling you from different phone numbers, how many weird numbers do you answer your phone for?
Girl, none.
Zero, right? Yeah. Zero. Everybody that's in this true. Room could probably say zero.
But she know it's him. That's the thing. She knows
it's
him.
So you know it's him, so you're willingly answering the phone.
Yeah, she's not over him
you
yet.
You don't want to get rid of him.
She don't. She like it. She like it.
You
she
like the toxic person. Chase, and I don't know how to and give you any chase. Type of advice for that. You have to know your self-worth and what you're going to accept and what you are worthy of. Because if you're going to keep accepting phone calls from that, then you are telling me that you're worthy of being treated like shit because you said he just keeps proving to you that he ain't shit every time you try to let him back in. So what you're telling me by keep answering these phone calls is you like to be treated like shit.
Yeah,
and that's concerning, and I feel like you need to get some counseling for that to figure out why it is you like to be treated like shit. That's my advice.
Bitch.
the best thing I can tell you, child.
My advice no
when better. I am done with somebody, I am fucking done.
Well, if she's done like she says she's done, my advice, girl, I always
say. You can't reach me by plane, train, automobile, email, nothing.
Exactly.
We coming.
I always say, just scare him off. Tell him you got herpes.
Lord.
I don't know. Tell him you got something so he will leave you the fuck alone, actually. But that's my advice. My advice is always not good. My advice is always not rational.
Tell him you're getting married or something, child.
It works for me.
It might work. All right, well, that's pretty much going to wrap up the episode. A positive takeaway from this episode is make sure you are worthy of what you are requesting from the people in your life and your peers and your associates and your work life and all of your children, all of that. Make sure you are worthy of those things. And don't let nobody call you a nigger bitch in these streets. Beat they ass.
Period.
And you can find me on social media, According to Star. On Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, you can follow me on Instagram as
Ray MUA, child. Ray,
yeah, just M-U-A. Ray space bar MUA. The space bar, bitch. Don't hit underscore. Space bar. The long thing at the bottom of the keyboard. Space bar. Don't hit shift and hit 3-2. None of that bullshit. Because you're not going to find me.
Oh, my God.
Ray underscore. I mean, shit. Ray.
Look
space.
At you.
It's these. Toxic. These hoes are toxic with this underscore.
They really are, because this underscore is not space. You poor babies.
I know.
But write MUA and it should pop up two face, pretty face, because every time you try to spell it out, it's just too much.
Just, you could do two face, pretty face, but make sure you put a underscore, a real underscore, y'all, not a space at the time, but an underscore.
Lord, this is so difficult.
After each word. Okay. Normally, if you just put two underscore face, I'll pop up.
Okay.
But yeah.
So
can
complicated.
Can you follow me? Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
You like this podcast? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You like this?
Big black cock.
Like yeah. This fucking podcast? Yeah.
You gonna listen? Yeah.
I'm fucking done. Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.